News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Governor Scott Walker signed a bill into law which requires outside investigators to take the lead on the deaths involving law enforcement officers. Bob Haig has that story.
The bill, prompted by the deaths of Paul Heenan, fatally shot by a Madison officer outside his home last year, Derek Williams, who died begging for help and gasping for breath in the back of a Milwaukee squad car in 2011, and Michael Bell, shot in the head at close range by Kenosha police in his family's driveway in 2004, all three men unarmed. The new law requires a team of at least two investigators from an outside agency to lead reviews of such deaths. It also requires reports of custody death investigations throughout the state to be publicly released if criminal charges are not filed against the officers. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The names of the gunman and the hostage involved in yesterday's incident in Wittenberg have been released. The suspect is 28-year-old Travis Keeler from Gillett. The hostage, 26-year-old McDonald's store manager Jacob Kajawa. No one was hurt in that incident. It started just before 2 o'clock when Keeler went into the McDonald's with a handgun. Everyone else but the manager got out of the building before the hostage situation got worse. U.S. Senate Republican Rand Paul, who's considering a run for the White House in 2016, was visiting Milwaukee today to see just how private school choice is going. He said the tax-funded vouchers for low-income kids give more parents the power to choose a religious education for their youngsters. Paul's from Kentucky. He met with parents, teachers, and school choice advocates at St. Anthony School in Milwaukee. A Marshfield man charged with interstate transportation of stolen property. 28-year-old Bradley K. Green faces 4 counts of taking property out of Illinois and into Wisconsin. The indictment claims that Green took a car hauler trailer, a flatbed trailer, and some trailer accessories worth over $5,000. The Northern Illinois Auto Theft Task Force worked with the Marshfield police on this investigation. Green could get up to 10 years in prison on each of the counts if convicted. A state appeals court said today it was okay for Wisconsin police to sneak GPS units onto suspects' cars before the U.S. Supreme Court started requiring warrants in 2012. Kenosha police failed to get a warrant in 2011 so they could quietly use a GPS to keep track of Scott Oberst and his alleged drug dealing. They used the tracker to build evidence against him. Oberst later convicted on 2 of the drug charges. U.S. Senate Republican Rand Paul, who's considering a run for the White House in 2016, was visiting Milwaukee today to see just how private school choice is going. He said the tax-funded vouchers for low-income kids give more parents the power to choose a religious education for their youngsters. Paul's from Kentucky. He met with parents, teachers, and school choice advocates at St. Anthony School in Milwaukee. A Marshfield man charged with interstate transportation of stolen property. 28-year-old Bradley K. Green faces 4 counts of taking property out of Illinois and into Wisconsin. The indictment claims that Green took a car hauler trailer, a flatbed trailer, and some trailer accessories worth over $5,000. The Northern Illinois Auto Theft Task Force worked with the Marshfield police on this investigation. Green could get up to 10 years in prison on each of the counts if convicted. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Tonight, clouds and rain developing, a low of 36. Cloudy, breezy, and cool. Some periods of rain Thursday with maybe a mix of sleet or snow north of Marathon County. Expect a high temperature of 45. Rain will end and stay cloudy Thursday night down to 37. Cloudy Friday, a 30% chance of a few showers in the afternoon, high of 51. The extended outlook for Sunday, mostly cloudy and cool, a 50% chance of afternoon rain, high 47. Windy and cool, showers Monday, high 48, and still a little bit blustery on Tuesday with a high of 51. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.